Now, this is a story about a mate of mine who used to stutter a fair bit, see, and if he went to tell you a yarn, like, it'd take him all day to get through it, and, you know, he'd go to sleep before he got to the punchline. So the boys decided, you know, we can't go through life like this, so we decided we'd throw in a few bob, do a bit of a tarpaulin muster and so forth, and send him to a speech therapist so that they could try and help him to stop stuttering, see. So Billy went away to the speech therapist, and what they told him to do, they said, you've got to spread the word vowel sounds apart and put LF in the middle, then join the word back up again, and then practice and practice that, and that should stop you from stuttering. So to give you an example, if you spread dog apart and put LF in the middle, it becomes a dolfog, or a cat becomes a calfat, or an apple becomes an alfapple. So he's told to practice and practice that, and it'll stop him from stuttering. So I hadn't seen Billy for quite some time, so I rang him up about a week or so before duck season opened. And I said, Billy, how about we get the guns at the weekend and we go out to the lake and get a few ducks? He said, oh, no, Flo. He said, I can't go, Flo. I'm in a bit of trouble. And I thought, blimey, you know, in a small town like this, you'd think you'd have heard what happened. Like, if I do something wrong, my wife knows about it before I get home. What happened, Billy? I hadn't heard. Oh, well, he said, the other wheelfeek, me and Burlfurt, we put the bowlfoot on the bowlfack of the trail failer. We hooked it up to the valfalliant. In the bowlfack seat, we put the gull funds and the cull fartridges and rolf over the dolfog. And in the bullfoot, we put an elfesky full of coalfowl, telfennies, a foal fosters. So we headed out the Newell Fuel Highway, Flay, around the bowlfack of Lake Cowfowl. We pilfitched the telfence, we lit the campfire, and we salfat down ahead of a coalfowl, a telfennies, a foal fosters. I drank till mid-flight. I'm as pilfished as a krill ficket. So we threw down the swear flags, set the alarm cloth lock for 4 o'clock in the mall forning. Because at 4 o'clock in the mall forning, we're going dolfuck shul footing. I fail flake very quill fickly. Next thing, rilfing, rilfing, rilfing. Oh, shulfish, 4 o'clock all real fatty. I'm hull fung over the bowl fuggery. I go to the old fesky, I get a coal foal, tilfenny, a foal fosters. I go zilfip, golfalp, golfalp, golfalp. Belfip. Ah, much belfitter all real fatty. So we put the bowl foat in the wall forter, the gull funds and the coal fartridges, and rolf over the dolfog, and the elf esky full of coal foal, telfennies, a foal fosters. We roll float out into the middle of the lay flake. I'm on my selfackend or thirlford, telfenny, a foal fosters, when qualfack, qualfack, qualfack. That's the southland of approaching Dolfax. So Belfort picked up his gull fun. He went bell-fang, bell-fang, bell-fang. No fothing, Mr. Belfasters. Must be too Dolfax. We'll wait till day flight. So we're on our selfackend or thirlford, coalfowl, tilfenny, a foal fosters, when the soul fun started a profloaching over the Horial Faison. When, qualfack, 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 more dolfucks. So we picked up the gull funds, we went balfang, balfang, balfang. Fall flop, fall flop, fall flop. Got the mulfung rolls. So we sent Rolf over the dolfog, over the silfide. He brought the 3 dolfucks back to the bowlfoot. We pulled the dolfucks in the bowlfoot, plus Rolf over the dolfog, and we row float back flack to Camp Flamp for Brel Fakfirst. Bale Faken and Elfakes, and a coal foal, Telfinny, a foal fosters. We're on our Selfakend or Thirlford, Col fol til finia fol fosters, when, what's that noise, Floys? Ooh, Shilfit, that sounds like a four-wheel drive flive. It might be the rail fanger. So Burlfoot grabbed his two dolfucks and ran down the Belfank and he'll fit them in the bull fushes. I grabbed my dolfuck and ran down the Belfank when, Talfap, Talfap, Talfap on my shell folder. Oh, she'll fit the rail fanger. The rail fanger said, Sir Fleur, who own phones that dolfuck? I said, me, Flea. So he pulled out his bullfuck and said, Sir Fleur, I'll fine you $200 for shill-footing dolfucks out of seal season. When? Quail fact. One of Burlfurt's dolfucks not quite delfet. So the rail fanger reached into the bull fushes and bought out Burlfurt's two dolfucks. He said, Sir Fleur, who old flones these two dolfucks? And Burlfurt said, me, Flea. So he pulled out his bullfuck again and said, Sir Fleur, I'll fine you $200 for shill-footing dolfucks out of seal season. And I said to Billy, gee, that doesn't seem fair to me, like you got fined $200 for one duck and Bert only got fined $200 for two ducks. That doesn't seem fair to me. He said, no, Flo. He said, it just goes to show, Flo, that a Burlfurt in the hand flan is worth two Flo in the bullfushes.